Today's show is brought to you by the University of Windsor's Alumni Association. Show us how you are Windsor proud by visiting the Alumni Association's Instagram and Twitter pages. Share your U Windsor memory or post a photo from your time on campus. For more information, visit uwindsor.ca/alumni. Well, welcome once again to Behind the Shield, the official podcast of your Windsor Lancers. This is Aaron Sanders. In a moment, I'm going to be joined by Brady Pataki and Nolan Gardner, members of the Lancers men's hockey team, to not only talk about what's happening on the ice, but what the team did off the ice during the offseason. Today's episode is going to be about reconciliation, reverence, and redemption. We invite you to join us. But before we do that, for more information on the Blue and Gold, be sure to follow the Windsor Lancers on social media and head to their website, golancers.ca. And now, it's time to join us behind the shield. Enjoy, everyone. Okay, joining me from the Windsor Lancers men's hockey team, Brady Pataki and Nolan Gardner. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, they had an interesting trip down in Western Canada not so long ago, and I'm appreciative to have Brady and Nolan join me. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
It's a pleasure. And you guys went to British Columbia not just to play hockey, but to play an active role in reconciliation. You visited First Nation communities in the Nicola Valley to help the communities which suffered fires and floods a year ago. Brady, we'll start with you. Just talk about what you guys did, because it sounded like a very, very interesting experience out west.
Yeah, so pretty much what we did with partnering with some local tradesmen here from Unifor, we went out and with the Nicola Valley Indigenous community, we built houses, like rebuild basements, put together a fence just to help them with like the flood damage that happened there. And it was a really enjoyable, rewarding experience. We also visited the Kamloops Residential School, which was very eye-opening and helped us kind of, understand what happened out of Kamloops. And yeah, it was a very rewarding experience and trip.
No, like what Brady said, it was an eye-opener, and I'm sure it brought up a lot of awareness, especially with what we've heard in the last couple of years or so about what has happened in the residential schools, how you're able to put this experience into words.
It was a very memorable experience. We definitely learned a lot. I'll be the first to say, before I went on this trip, I really didn't know much about the history. I thought I did, but there was a lot that I didn't know. So it was very rewarding to be able to gain information on that and what actually happened, because I think it's really important to understand what actually happened. There are moments where we were able to listen to survivors speak and tell their stories, which was a very emotional experience. And I think we're just going to try to take that with us and educate others, because I think there's a lot of people that are uneducated on this.
I firmly believe that this generation is more of the information generation, and not just because of the things we would see in social media, but to both your guys' credit, you had to go over in the West, see it in person and know all these things in person. And I feel like there's going to be a whole lot more awareness brought into this topic in the months, weeks, and years to come, even though the healing process has begun with the community like this. How much of a difference do you think the team has made for the communities in your trip down the West?
I think we really we made a lasting impression. We were able, like, we rebuilt the whole basement. We rebuilt the whole like corral for the horses, and I think like that really showed that we care about what happened there, and that they were not alone in their fight to get their things repaired. And I think we really made a truly good difference there.
Absolutely. There's a whole lot more to
honestly, I've said this right at the start. Even when I was younger, I said there's a whole lot more to life than sports. We don't know what people are going through. We don't know what a certain community is going through unless we ask, unless we actually open our minds up and to listen. And I feel like when you listen to people, you get a better knowledge. And for both of you and Mason to be able to go out west and the rest of the team to go out west, not only it made a lasting impact on the experience, but I think it leads us to this one thing. Every day you learn something new. And I'm sure when you guys went out west, you already knew you're going to learn something new. But like you said, it must have been very emotional for you guys. And at the same time, very uplifting because of the knowledge you got. And you were able to listen to many people of the community to make sure that you have a better knowledge of it. For those who are just tuning in right now, when it comes to, you know, the First Nation communities and whatnot, what can we do to help, and what can we do to reach out there?
Like we said earlier, I think a big part of it is just the education. So teaching people around you that might not know exactly what happened or what they're going through right now is a start. And I think about just helping out any way you can, participating in any events and looking for things going on around our communities as well.
From my side of things, I think like just be an ally. Like when you're with your friend group or you're with a new group of friends and someone says something that's offensive or you know, doesn't really take into consideration Indigenous people, I think we need to kind of, you know, step in and say, you know, this is what happened. You know, it's not a funny joke. Just kind of, you know, be an ally, stick up for them. And, you know, hopefully that helps everyone realize like what happened.
And that's pretty much like a campaign to knock down any kind of ignorance or disrespect. Considering if you're not open-minded to a situation like this, you're going to lose out on learning something big, because you have to imagine, I have a feeling that you have to imagine, what if the shoe was on the other side of the foot and you're going through this and people were just saying this, all these negative things. And now you have that feeling. It's like, wait a minute. It's like, people don't know what has happened. People don't know the story. And now we have to educate them so that way we can knock down any kind of ignorance or disrespect that has happened in the last number of years and the number of decades. So I feel like it's like that old thing. I think they taught us when we were kids, you don't know what's going on. Maybe the grass may be greener on the other side or on the other end. You have to imagine what they feel. So I feel like if you're able to do that, then you'll be able to educate yourself more. I don't know if you guys agree with me on that, but I feel like it's one of those lessons we were taught a long time ago, but now it's being brought to a bigger scene, and it couldn't have happened at a better time in terms of education.
I definitely agree with that.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm glad that you guys were able to go down the BC, play an active role in reconciliation, because it's one of the most important topics. Even since the beginning of the year, we've heard this all over on social media, out there in person, and the fact that you guys were able to help out, and on top of that, do what you can to help in the healing process, that has to say a thing or two about character, and that has to say a thing or two to education, like I said before. I'm being joined by Brady Pataki and Nolan Gardner of the Lancers men's hockey team here on Behind the Shield, the podcast for the Windsor Lancers. On top of that, you guys were able to play a handful of exhibition games against the University of British Columbia Thunderbirds, two exhibition games there. And on top of that, a trip to the Yost Ice House over the University of Michigan. That too must have been an incredible experience for you guys.
Yeah, I think I'll touch on the Michigan game first. Just an incredible experience. The band going, the student section is, you know, they're throwing chirps on the board, and we're reading them, and they're making funny signs at us. It's a good time. Really good hockey team, obviously. Yeah, I couldn't accept, like, just a great experience. If anyone gets to go to the Yost Arena, give it a shot.
Mm. Did you notice any difference in the style of play? I mean, I know the University of Michigan and NCAA compared to OUA, but was there any difference when you played against these guys?
They're just definitely a very good hockey team. Differences, I don't know if there's differences in the play or not. I'll talk a little bit about those BC games too. It was definitely very good at the end of a week. We had a hard week to go in there and get both wins against a good team. We were battling. We were tired from the long work week, and we were able to put together a couple of good hockey games and get some wins. So that was very good. And then, like Brady said, it was just a great experience over there. Playing in front of a crowd like that and playing against a good hockey team, I think it's valuable to see where you stack up going into the regular season.
You know what's interesting? When it comes to the University of Michigan, it doesn't matter what kind of sport that you play them against. They always have that tremendous atmosphere. If you go see the Wolverines football team, of course, you got the big house and the loud reception. But I keep on hearing over the last little while about the great atmosphere of the Yost Ice House. And it's a good thing that you guys were able to experience that. And hopefully there's more exhibition games between the Lancers and the Wolverines in the years to come. I mentioned this off air too. This is the first regular season for you guys in OUA hockey in 2 years. Along with all of your veteran leadership, I look at the roster and there are a handful of first and second year players like Grant Spence and Hunter Holmes. What does Grant, Hunter, and the rest of the roster add to this team here in 2022-2023?
I think they're all very good players, our new recruits. They work very hard, and I think they're going to be able to play a big role for us right away, which is very nice for us as the older guys on the team. To see them coming in, they're hungry, they want to play, and they can definitely play a role immediately for us.
And Brady, on top of that, with you guys being coached by Kevin Hanlon, not only it's a fulfilling experience, but I'm sure that it helps the first and second years, you know, adjust to the system, you know, buy into the system, and look for redemption. As a year ago, you guys were eliminated by the York Lions in the quarterfinals, and I'm sure you guys are looking to redeem yourself from that and have a deep playoff run in the OUA.
Yeah, of course, from the coaches down to leadership group, down to first year players, we all want to have a better season than last year. Of course, we're working at it. We have obviously really good young players coming in that bring a lot of energy, bring a new flair to the room. We're excited. We want to make a run. We want to play hard. We want to see where it takes us.
Absolutely. Got a couple of more questions for you guys. This is one of those curveball questions. Brady, I'll start with you. Who's your favorite hockey player?
My favorite hockey player always has been Sidney Crosby. I've loved watching him since his first year in the league to now. Three Stanley Cups. Amazing playmaker out there. Strong on the puck. I've always loved watching him. My favorite player by far.
What more can you ask for? And the Penguins are still going strong to this day. Nolan, who's your favorite hockey player?
Funny enough, Brady Bataki is probably my favorite hockey player. But other than that, it's Sidney Crosby as well. just grew up, loved watching him play, loved the way he plays. Love that he's Canadian, and he's achieved success at every level.
And a great ambassador for the game of hockey as well. Final question, and it's getting colder and colder here as the year goes on, and I'm sure you guys, we usually drink hot chocolate sometimes. Cody and I usually ask this question at the end of the podcast, and I'm going to throw it up out there. When you guys make hot chocolate, do you use water or milk? I'm a water guy. What about you guys?
I guess I would say water, since like you boil the hot water and then put a packet in. I think it's just water, in my opinion.
I think usually when I get hot chocolate, I get it from Tim Hortons. So I'm not sure. If I were to make it at home, though, I think water.
And I also feel like if you want a more richer chocolate, you just get a chocolate bar and just stir it in there with a hot chocolate. I don't know about you guys, but
that
I think
pretty good.
Give it a try. I'm not going to mention the name of a certain chocolate bar. That's up for everyone to decide, but it's just a hint. Whether if it's water or milk, add chocolate.
I got a curveball. Growing up, on my dad's side, my grandma was European, and she would always microwave hot chocolate. So that's some different kind of take on hot chocolate.
I'm gonna have to add that the next time Cody and I host one of these shows.
Microwave chocolate milk.
Microwave chocolate milk. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to try that right now. That's actually cool.
My thanks once again to Brady Pataki and Nolan Gardner for their time out today. And that, Lancer Nation, does it for this edition of Behind the Shield. I always appreciate the pleasure of your company. Let's do it again very soon. For more information on the Windsor Lancers, why not check them out on social media or go to their website, golancers.ca. Pretty easy, and as a matter of fact, we'll be waiting for you. Until next time, this be Aaron Sanders reminding you, there's plenty of good sports out there, so you be one too. For now, so long from the Rose City.